Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur in the path of Yitzchak. We are in Yom Kippur, Maimer Dalid. This is Perek Beis of Maimer Dalid. Says Maran Arav Zitzal. Hinei nizbar lanu ki ein inyan akabola lahava shayich dafka latikun akulkulim shel ha'avak v'gam lo latikun shel chashash kakulim be'osid el shiavod anasis l'shem atzim. In the previous shiur, in the previous Perek, we learn that Kabbalah alahaba is not merely part of the tshuva process, but it is also an independent avoda. And we always have to be involved in that avoda of being mekabel ol of Torah, mekabel ol of mitzvahs, even for the future, regardless of our previous behaviors. And in addition, it's also in the realm of tshuva we have to do kabbalah alahaba, that we're not going to do the averis that we did. But it also has an independent status, as we learned at length. Aval kol ze adayin eino mematzeh et ha-tochen ha-nafshi shel inyan ha-kabbalah le-haba. But this does not exhaust the spiritual content of Kabbalah le-haba. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the second shiur in the Derech HaShlishi. כאשר ישמע מוסר החכמים והמוכיחים, יקשיב וישמע ויכנע ויחזור בתשובה.
When a person hears the Musar of the Chachamim and the Mochichim, he should listen, and he should subdue himself, and he should do tshuva.
ויקבל בליבו כל דברי התוכחות. And he should be מקבל in his heart all of the rebukes.
ושלא יגרע דבר מדבריהם.
And he should not lie, he should not miss out on any of their words.
V'hineh ha'ish hazeh b'rega echad, b'rega katan yatsa me'afela le'or gadol.
In one moment, he went from darkness to great light when he listens to the tochachos.
Ki et asher ya'zin v'yaskit levavavo yavin,
what he listens to and his heart understands,
and he does tshuva, and he accepts the words of the rebuker.
And he accepts upon himself to do everything that those who the Talmidei Chachamim paskin for him from that day and on, etc.
He successfully has done tshuva, and he has been transformed into a different man.
ומאית אשר קיבל כזאת במחשבתו וגמר עליו ככה בלבבו כלה לנפשו זכות ושכר על כל המצוות והמוסרים ואשרב כי צדק נפשו בשעה קלה.
And from the moment he's makabel upon himself in his machshava
to be changed, the change in the future, he was corner for himself the schus and the schar and all the mitzvahs that he plans to do. And fortunate is he.
And so our sages teach us, ve'yalchu ve'yasu v'nei Yisrael, v'chi miyad asu, it says the Jewish people went and they did what God told them to do with the Korban Pesach.
They did it immediately? No. They didn't do it until the 14th of the month. But since they were makabel upon themselves to bring the Korban Pesach, it's as if they already brought it.
And it says in Avos Rabbi Nosson, if your ma'isim is greater than your chachma is miskayim. As it says, Nasa v'nishma. Biur adavar, ki ha'ish, we're still in Rabbeinu Yonah.
Asher kibel al nafsho b'leiv ne'aman l'shmo v'lasot al pi ha'torah asher yoru, ve'al ha'mishpat asher yomru lo, ha'yoshvim al ha'mishpat, yesh b'yado min ha'yom hazeh schar al ha'mitzvot.
The person is makabel upon himself with a faithful heart to keep all of the Torah that's taught to him and the Mishpat that's told to him by those Jewish judges, he has from here on in schar on all the mitzvahs, because he listened to the Divrei Torah and he's going to get schar
and those things that he already heard about,
and he's also going to get schar and what he hasn't learned about yet. because he made this Kabbalah. And that's why his Maisim are greater than his Chachma. Because the Chachma is only limited, but the Maisim is as if he did everything. He's Makabal upon himself to do everything. The Gemara in Kedushin, Adkan Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph says, what does it mean, Ulechosh Veishmo? Rav Asi says that even if a person just thought to do a mitzvah, and he had an onus and he was unable to do it, it's as if he did it. And certainly, the words of Rabbeinu Yonah are adding on to the Gemara in Kedushin. Because the Gemara is talking about somebody who's about to do something that specific that he knows about. Ben Yonah is talking about somebody who's makabel upon himself everything. Even things he doesn't know about. And even for that he gets schar. So we understand how Ben Yonah is adding on to the Gemara. Everybody want to understand how the Gemara is adding on to Dibri Avos de Rabbi Nosson. So in Avos de Rabbi Nosson, from Ve'elcho V'yasu B'nei Yisrael, even though they hadn't done it yet, the very fact they were makabel upon themselves to do it is as if they did it. So, what does Ulechosh Ve'shemo add on to that? Where does Ulechosh Ve'shemo, that the very fact that you thought to do a mitzvah, even if you weren't able to do it as if you did it, how does that add on to the Avos de Rabbi Nosson? They're just thinking to do bring the Karban Pesach, it's already as if they brought the Karban Pesach. That's our kasha. The Rambam, in the second parak of Ilchus Tshuva, Halacha Beis says, what's Tshuva? Sheyazov achote cheto, he leaves his sin, removes it from his mind, and resolves never to do it again. He also regrets the past, and though he who knows secrets testifies about him that he's never going to do it again. And the Mefarshim already omit on this, that this Eidus of the Yodea Talumos, that this Eidus of Hashem, that he's never going to do this sin again, is Shayach to the Kabbalah Alahaba. And in the Rambam, this Eidus is connected to the Charat Alahavar. He says, Yisnachem Al Sha'avar, he has Charat Alahavar. And the Rambam says, and he gets testimony that he's never going to return to this sin. Why did the Rambam say it in the context of Charat Alahavar? It has to do with Kabbalah Alahasid. He'ara Nechbada. If we go deep into this matter, we'll see that in every hishtabdus, in every hischaivus that takes place between man and his friend, it could be that the reason that caused the Kabbalah's hischaivus is nullified at the time of the fulfilling of the hischaivus. And then the reason that the person is fulfilling his obligation is because he has to be honest. In the kochos and nefesh of a person, we find this individually for every person. This faithfulness to fulfilling his own decisions is an active quality, characteristic of the soul. When we talk kach, and because of this, Noldat Fisash Gura, was born the common understanding, Ki Gamin Yanashal Kabbalah Lahabaha Murab Iskeha Avoda, that when you talk about Kabbalah Lahaba in the context of Avodas Hashem, what it means is that a person
has to activate himself, this quality within himself, to be faithful to his own decisions and resolve. That's what people think, but the truth of the matter is that the spiritual content of Avodas Kabbalah Ahava penetrates much, much deeper. So said Chazal, and the reason that we're mekayim the mitzvah of Milah, or Shem Gamli Aloymer, kol mitzvah shekibu aleim b'simcha, every mitzvah they're mekabel upon themselves the simcha, like Milah, t'chsiv sasan ochil ha-mitzecha, k'motzi shalol rov, adayin osin osa b'simcha, they still do it b'simcha. They had simcha when they were mekabel meal, they were still doing it b'simcha. They are mekabel b'ktata with a fight, like Arayas. V'yishma Moshe sam boichel ha-mishpachosev, al iskei ha-mishpachosev, they still do it b'ktata. That's why Leka Ksuba de la Rami Batigra, every Ksuba, every wedding has a fight. There's always fights between the Mechutanim, the couple, the boy with the father-in-law with the boy with the mother-in-law with the girl with the mother-in-law. There's always going to be something going on. And it's clear that the topic here is not Schar Va'onesh. And the simcha isn't this begeder matan schar shel mitzvahs. The mahalach is as follows. The relationship between fulfillment and receiving is the relationship between the fruit and the seed. Kabbalah lahaba and avodas Hashem is opening up the soul to absorb the seed of blessing that inheres in the matter that is being received. Kabbalah lahaba b'avodat Hashem hi p'tichat ha-nefesh l'klitato shel gar'in ha-bracha ha-munach b'yisodo shel ha-noseh ha-mekubal. A poetic pen Rabbi Huttner had. Kabbalah lahav and avodas Hashem is opening up the nefesh to absorb this seed of blessing that is found in the matter that he is accepting upon himself. The carrying out of the Kabbalah lahava is just a outcome. Just as a birth is generated by the pregnancy. And just like the sprouting is generated from the planting. And because of this, just like in the Tzmicha HaTivis, just like in natural growth, we have a chok of Limino, that what you put in is what you're going to get. That applies to planting a tomato or a cucumber seed, and it also applies to a human being. And a lot of the human being is going to be determined by the matzav of the person b'shas hazria. So too is the nature of the kiyum that is dependent on the mood at the time of Kabbalah Lahava. If they were Makabel B'Simcha, that's the Gar'in, then the Pri is that they're Osem B'Simcha, that's the fruit. Eitz Pri, Ose Pri Lamina. Ba'oifen, that a Kabbalah Lahava אשר בשעתה הייתה ראויה לשמה ולאחר מכאן לא הוצאה לפועל, אין כאן עניין של ביטול בשבע אל תעשה גרידה, אלא שהוא מעשה עקירה של חיים שנקלטו כבר במקורם. Kabbalah Lahava is that if at the time it was a proper Kabbalah Lahava, and then afterwards it wasn't carried out, it's not just bitul b'shev al tasa, the person didn't do what he accepted upon himself. It's a lot more than that. He's uprooting life. The Kabbalah Lahava is life. And had he not uprooted it,
it would have grown by itself. The klal of the matter is klala de milta, en kabbalah lehaba amura b'avodat Hashem ruya lishma, elim ken yotzeret matzav kaze shehotzaata lefoal munachati b'teva mahalach advarim. Kabbalah lehaba and avodas Hashem is not befitting of its name unless it creates a situation that the carrying out is a natural chain reaction from the original Kabbalah. V'nimtzenu lemeidim debidiyuk bo leshebilishono shel Rambam advarim ad she'id alav yodea ta'alumot b'dafka b'nogel acharata la'avar. We know now the Rambam was very, very precise in his usage of language until he who knows the secrets testifies that you're never going to return to this sin was stated in the context of regretting the past. With respect to accepting upon yourself in the future, there is no room for this addition, because that's the essence of Kabbalah Lahaba. We're creating a matzav shalei shuv l'kislod. He's not going to do it again. And obviously, it's like all dvarim shebelev in the Torah, that you need the testimony of the Yodea Ta'alumos. And it's the place is not to put it in Hilchos Tshuva. Only benogel acharat ala ovar, which is a steerer between the will of now and the life of earlier, there we need a shear in the dimensions of the depths of the will of now. And the Rambam says that Charat al-Ovar is not just Stam Tzar and what happened. Charat al-Ovar is that the contradiction between the will of now and the previous behavior is so stark, it's so profound, it has to be so sharp that if you be able to stay in his present situation permanently, it wouldn't be possible for him to repeat that indiscretion, that misbehavior. That the Kabbalah al-Kharat al-Ovar is so strong, my regret for my behavior is so strong, that if I would stay in this situation forever, I would never ever do it again. So when you're talking about charata al-avar, it needs a shear. How much charata? That you're not going to do it again. But nogele kabbalah haba, you can't say the kabbalah haba was so big that he was going to fulfill the kabbalah. Of course. That's the mitzias of kabbalah haba. Tifezachin. Velod. El shemitoch kach nilmat chidush gadol. From this we can learn a grace of chidush. כי דברים אלו של הרמב״ם מצריכים עד שיעיד עליו יודע תלמוד שלא ישוב כסלה עוד נוהגים גם באופן שהתשובה נתגלתה למעשה ונתקיימה בפועל ממש. The words of the Rambam that require the testimony of he who knows the secrets that you're not going to return to this sin is practical even in an instance where the tshuva was revealed lemaisa and it was fulfilled before mamish. Because bepshuto would seem that the testimony is only needed because of what we said in the previous halacha. What's tshuva gemura? That the person had the same dvara veira and he didn't, that came to his hand and he didn't do it because of his tshuva, not because of any external fears, because he was too weak. For example, girl likes her, finds himself again with her, alone, still has the same taivas, and he overcomes himself, he overcomes his taivas. So in a Zai instance, he's Mekayim Tshuva Gemura. That's about Tshuva Gemura. And on this the Rambam adds that if he doesn't have the opportunity to be again with this girl and overcome his taivas, so all you need is the testimony of the Yodea Ta'alumos. That's what it seems if you learn the Rambam superficially. But according to what we said, according to the foregoing, it's not what it means. The truth of the matter is that even though one has this Dvar Aveira, that he has the opportunity to repeat, and he separated Machmas Tshuva, you still need the Eidus of the Yodea Talumos. And we'll explain. Because from this klal of tshuva, of Oboso Mokom, Bosa Medina, Bosa Perek, Sheba Ovar, so same girl, same place, same time, same circumstances, Nafka Milsa de Tumia Tuva comes out something very, very wondrous. Comes out that the worse the Avera, the easier the tshuva. The onesh of the white string is greater than the onesh of not wearing tcheles. Why? Lovin's cheaper. So let's see. You have two people. One was mevatel the mitzvah of wearing white strings on his tzitzis, and the other was mevatel the mitzvah of tcheles. And when we're coming to judge which one is tshuva gemura on these two averas, we say that the tshuva of the first one is tshuva gemura when he was mekayim mitzvah lavan, in the same conditions, circumstances, that he was mevatel the mitzvah of wearing the lavan earlier. And the tshuva of the second one is tshuva gemura when he's mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, in the same circumstances that he was mevatel the mitzvah of tcheles earlier. Now it's clear that being mekayim the mitzvah of lavan is much easier than being mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles. Lavan is much cheaper. And it comes out that the Aveira, which is more chamor, has a lighter tshuva than the tshuva on a lighter Aveira. And Midas Hadin is not being properly carried out if we say that the tshuva on an Aveira chamura is much easier than the tshuva on an Avera Kala. Because this person who was over on Mitzvah Lavan definitely would not have been omed on the Nisayon of Mitzvah Tcheles. Tcheles is harder. So if he was over on Lavan, he certainly would have been over on Tcheles. And if he was in fact Nichshal in Tcheles, the tshuva and the lavan wouldn't have been enough. If so, now also, when he was over on the mitzvah of lavan, why is it enough for him to do tshuva and lavan? All he has to do is wear lavan, and he's set. Why? If he was over on lavan, which is easier, he certainly would have been over on tcheles, which is harder. So why then, if Lamaisi only was over on Lavan? Like today, that's, let's say we don't have Tcheles, let's say. And the person was over on Lavan, all he has to do is wear Lavan. And he has a much easier tshuva than the person who, let's say, has the Tcheles. Let's say. And he has a much harder tshuva, he has to now wear tcheles. But the person who was over on lavan would also have been over on tcheles. So it comes out that his tshuva is much easier. Why? Why make it so easy on him? Why say that all he has to do is tshuva on the white? He also wouldn't have been omed on the mitzvah of tcheles. So it's like he has a double sin, and all he has to do is tshuva on a lighter tshuva. We have this concept in every sin. The
the madrega of the nisayin of tshuva is the same as the madrega of the nisayin of the chait. V'tamua, the kol shanisayon u yoter kal, hachait chamur yoter. The easier the nisayon, the more serious the sin. Ulu'umato, hatshuva yoter kala. But the tshuva is easier. We have an easy nisayon. He didn't pass it. The chait is therefore the chait is more chamor, and then the tshuva is easier. והרי דחיין ואמר, דמי שנחשב לא עמד בניסיון קשה, לא תזכה אליי בתשובה עד שיעמוד בניסיון חמור, דוגמת הניסיון של החטא. How do you say that somebody wasn't עומד in a difficult ניסיון? He's not going to do תשובה unless he has the same ניסיון. But somebody who wasn't, was נחשב in ניסיון קל, it's enough for him to be עומד in ניסיון קל. All right, Nisayon Chamor is included in Nisayon Kal. So he's a problem in his soul, this person. If he wasn't Omed on the easy Nisayon, he's not going to be Omed on the harder Nisayonos either. And yet when it comes time for him to do Tshuva, he has an easy way out. He just has to be Omed by Nisayon Kal. Somebody who's nichshal in an easy nisayon would certainly have been nichshal in a harder nisayon. Vehechto amar de tshuvato kala mizeh shekishlono haya zutar mipnei shenisayono haya chamur. And how are you going to say that he is a lighter tshuva from the person who had a lesser kishalon, because the person who's only over on the nisayon achamur would not necessarily have been over on the nisayon akal. But the person who was over on the Nisayon Akal would definitely be over on the Nisayon Achamor. But it comes out that the person who's over on the Nisayon Achamor has a harder tshuva. He has to pass that same Nisayon. And the person who's over on the Nisayon Akal has an easier tshuva, because he only has to be omed on the Nisayon Akal, even though his being over on the Nisayon Akal included the Nisayon Achamor. Can't be. Be'oifen, the muchach mizeh. It's willy nilly, we must say. The loch patlano bo'chachot. We don't care about proofs. Dinehi da'afilu mi sheshav b'tshuva gmura. Be'oto perek uve'ota isha v'chulei. Granted that even somebody who did tshuva gemura, same place, same time, same lady, same circumstances, akati yesh b'maaseh achet hochacha lemadregat kishalon yoter gdola me'asher ha'ochacha b'madregat ha'tikun b'hatshuva gemura. There is still in his Maisa Achet a proof of a greater Kishalon than the proof of a Madregas HaTikun in Tshuva Gemura. The sin itself proves that he had more of a failing than the proof of the tikkun of tshuva gemura. Because you can always think in your mind of a chait that this person would do if he would be in a more severe situation, if he'd be in a more difficult situation, if he would have a niseyon yoter kasheh. Because we always have a proof that if a person did a chait in a nisayon kal, he certainly wouldn't have been omed on the nisayon achamor.
So when you're in the realm of Hochachos, you can always prove from this Nisayon A that it would have been over on a more chamer Nisayon, Nisayon B. And what? But what's the avod of Tshuva Gemura? Tshuva Gemura doesn't prove of Nisayon B. It only proves Nisayon A, the lighter Nisayon. Nevertheless, we don't care about the Hochacha and all of the Madregas of Kishalon that are included in the sin. All we want is a proof that there has been a change in the soul of the sinner. And therefore, as long as we see that in those same circumstances where he earlier stumbled, and now he was Omid bin Isayon, then we have to view him as a Baal Tshuva. But if we would know Shebishat Tshuvato Lo Piresh Ki Im Me'oto Niseon Shechatabo Uvi'im Haya Ma'aseh Zeh B'Tanai Niseon Yoter Kasheh Lo Haya Omed Behem Gam B'Shat Tshuva, we would know that when he's doing Tshuva, he would only do Tshuva for this Ma'aseh. That Niseon that he had. But if he had a more difficult Nisayon, he would not do Tshuva. Bivadai she'ein Tshuvato kilchata. There his Tshuva is definitely not kalacha. Davei kichata b'nisayon d'tchelet v'shav b'nisayon d'lavan. Because he sinned in a Nisayon of tcheles, or he would have sinned in a Nisayon of tcheles, and he only did Tshuva on a Nisayon of lavan. And that's not Tshuva. Why? Dehare haratzon b'tzad hatov b'sha tshuva eino magi lotam ha'makim shegi alehem haratzon b'tzad hara b'sha ta'avera. Because the goodwill, when he does tshuva, does not plumb the depths of the bad will b'sha ha'avera. V'nimtza. Dehach ad sheyid alav yodea ta'alumot hu yosafa l'mefurash b'halacha alef. דאפילו במי שבא דבר עבירה לידו ושב בתשובה גמורה קטיה ובכלל דברים מסורים ללב ענייני מצפון ניתים לעדותו שילדי התעלומות גאוינס. That it says that you need the edus of the יודי התעלומות is included in what it says earlier, that he met the same girl, same time, same room, same circumstances, everything is the same. And he was miskaber. Even in such a situation, you still need the edus of the Yodea Talumos. Why? To tell you that in a Nisayon that's more chamer, he also wouldn't be over. Because at that time, when he did the first Aveiro, he was over on a Nisayon A, level of difficulty 7, on a scale of 1 to 10. And he would also have been over on a Aveira B, level of difficulty 9, on a scale of 1 to 10. So now when he's doing Tshuva, we don't care about the Hochachos from the actual Maisa. There all he has to do is pass with a 7. Same girl, same time, same place. But he has to be in a Matzav when he's doing Tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yodea Talumus will be made, that even if it's an Nisayon of a 9, he's still going to pass the test. Let's say it's the Rambam gives the example of a girl. So we give the example of a girl. So he's with a certain girl, and he likes the girl, and the girl is very attractive to him. But he's seen better. And he was Nichshol. So certainly if there was a girl who mamish popped his eyes out, and this girl he had tremendous types for, was much more attractive in his eyes, he certainly would have been Nichshol with the second girl. When he does Tshuva, all he has to do is the Tshuva with the first girl. But he needs the edus of the Odea Ta'aluma, and that doesn't prove anything. The fact that he was not Nichshol the second time with the first girl doesn't prove anything about what would happen with the second girl. For that, he needs the edus of the Odea Ta'alumos. Now with the second girl, he also wouldn't be Nichshol. And now in his matzav of tshuva. So before we said, Laksa midas hadin, it's not fair. But really it is fair. Because that has to be the matzav of tshuva.
that not only is he going to be not be nichshol in a nisayon akal, but he's not even going to be nichshol in a nisayon achamur. So the actual ma'isa tshuva, it's enough in the nisayon akal. But the edus of the yodea talumus, the masav anashi, pninius halev, that a kadosh baruch hu has to be made, that even if he was in a nisayon yoser chamur, he wouldn't be over. Is that something? Is that a Rambam? Is that a way to learn a Rambam? Marv Rabbeisai, what does a man need in this world? He needs a pachad yitzchak and a little bit of bread and water to keep him going. And he's in Gan Eden Alei Adamos. People are mekane, those with money. The richest man in the world, says Marv Rabbi Shlita, the richest man in the world is a man who just likes to sit and learn a daf gemara. He gets a geschmack from a daf gemara. It's better than toiv li torah aspicha me'alfei zov v'chesef. U'kishem shekabala. Now we're in Os Yud. U'kishem shekabala lahava shel abal tshuvet. Hakavana hi li yitzirat koach benefesh. Asher betokfo tuchal. Lamod lefnei kol madrigot hanisyonot hamitragshim uvaim ad lidei ota hamadriga. Shelamala mimena, who kvar begeder ones apoter min hadin. And just like Kabbalah Haba of the Baal Tshuva means that he's creating a koach in his nefesh that is so strong that he's gonna withstand, he's gonna be able to be omed before all the madrigos of nisyonos that come to him. Until that point. That if you go any higher, he's mamish ones apotem en adin. Kimoken, ota kabbalah shel hatzadik meikaro, sheba ayri haavot derabin Natan, sheaf al pi shelo asu ela, biyudalid, heid alehem akatuv, sheasu baasara, hakavana hi rak lekabbalah kazu, kabbalah mukhletet, הכוללת כל מדרגות הניסיון. So too, that Kabbalah of the Tzadik Meikaro that the Ovest Rabbi Nosson is talking about, that even though they only did the Maisa on the 14th, the Pasuk already said on the 10th that they did the Maisa of Vayelchu Vayasu. What type of Kabbalah is it? A Kabbalah Mukhletes, a complete resolve that includes all the Madregos of Nisayon. V'ilu, that's in contrast to the Hachsha, the Chosh of Adam Lasas Mitzvah, the Gemara in Kedushin Af Mem, that a person thought to do a mitzvah and he was nanas and he wasn't able to do it. We learn from L'chosh Veishimo that Ma'alala Okasov Kilu he did it. That is referring to a madrigas kabbalah lahaba yachasit she'en bikocha la'amod ela b'fnei nisyonot madriga yidua gam kein ma'ale alav ha'katuv kilo asan ba'otan nisyonot shelofi tokef kabbalato lo haya b'koach otan nisyonot la'akor kabbalato milibo. That's only a relative kabbalah lahaba. It's not omed b'fnei all the nisyonos. Only certain nisyanos. Even such a person gets credit as if he already did it. Obviously, Rabbi Nosson is talking about. They'll be omed in all the nisyanos. That's as if they did it. The Gemara, only those certain nisyanos, but not all of them. And even there, you get credit as if you did it. And now it gets myridic. Umeachal de Rabbeinu Yonah ino maskir bebiuro lematnitin demasav muribi mechochmato et hagmarad de kiddushin denafkalan kabbalah lehabar milochoshvei shmo. And since Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't mention in his parish to the Mishnah of masav muribi mechochmaso that if you're makabel to do the ma'isim, it's as if you did them all, he doesn't mention the Gemara in Kiddushin that learns Kabbalah Lahaba from L'chosh Veishimo. Rather, he's coming from Ela de ba'ala dafka mikoach ha'kabala de lahaba. De nafka lan ba'avot de Rabbi Natan. Mi vayelchu vayasu. He brings the vayelchu vayasu of Avos de Rabbi Nosson. Harei yotzei mizeh. De oto ha'ma'amad aruchani shel ma'asav murubi mechochmato. It emerges that spiritual stature of Ma'asav Merubim Mechochmato lo yitachen b'metziut, that spiritual plateau of Ma'asav Merubim Mechochmato is not possible in reality mibli shetiyeh ha'nefesh p'tucha u'mifuleshet leklot be'omek havayata et kol ha'shiabudim asher ha'chochma she'omedet la'asig t'chayev ota b'hen. It can't be that you're going to get ma'asim ruach chumas as if you did the ma'asim unless your soul is so completely open to absorb in the depths of its existence all of the subordination that the chachma that he is going in the future to perceive is going to obligate him in. The Hebrew is so much better than my English. You have such a deep Kabbalah ala haba, you have such a deep ma'isim ruchasa, I'm already going to do this ma'isa. That means that any chachma I learn in the future, right now I don't know all the chachma, I don't know all the mitzvasiyat, I don't know all the details of the Mishnah Berurah. But it means that everything that I'm going to be mischayev in afterwards, I have such a Kabbalah now that it's going to withstand all the tests. I'm going to fulfill all the Kabbalahs Allah have, all the Chachmas that I'm going to be masik. Shelafi anal klita zo hi a Kabbalah lehaba amura b'avodat Hashem. According to the aforementioned, this absorption is the Kabbalah haba that we're talking about in Avodas Hashem. ומכיוון שרק מי שמעשיו מרובים מחוכמתו חוכמתו מתקיימת, and because only somebody whose deeds are greater than his wisdom, he is willing to do more than he already knows about, only such a person's wisdom will stand strong, נמצא שקיום החוכמה מותנהו במצב נפש של קבלה להבא. It comes out that the kiyum of the chachma is dependent on the proper matzav nefesh of kabbalah lahab. The only way it's chachmaso is miskayemes is if ma'asav merubim mechachmaso, and ma'asav merubim mechachmaso means kabbalah lahab. I'm going to do all the ma'asim, and only then is the chachma going to last. Otherwise, the chachma is going to go if I don't have the mice of merubim, if I don't have the kabbalah ala haba. V'higanu bazel lidei akara ki te'ome hazgula shel kneset Yisrael shehen ha'torah ve'amitzva shtehen mechayvot et ha'nefesh ha'amela bikniyatan לעמוד תמיד במצב של קבלה להבא. Those twin charms of the Jewish people, Torah and mitzvahs, both obligate the soul that toils in them to constantly stand in a matzav of kabbalah lehaba. Tikishem shenitbarer beperek aleph דעסק המצווה מחייב את עבודת הקבלה להבא בכדי להכניס את מעשה המצווה לגדר הקיימות בסוד נשבעתי ואקיימה לשמור משפטי צדקך. Just like we learned in Perek Aleph in the previous shir, that the Asik of mitzvahs מחייב קבלה להבא, you have to make a kli kibble in your soul for the mitzvah. And how do you do that? By being nishba, Nishbati ve'akayema. I swore. And I'm mekayem. What's the I swore and I'm a kayim? We said the makor in the Torah for those shmuas to be mishamer mishpatei tzedkecha is the pasuk of Asher Yokim. V'hainu, as Rafudu said earlier, she'al yidei ashtabdut shel ha'shvu hu mekayim b'nafsho at mishpatei tzedek, da'al yidei ha'hiduk ha'me'ule shel etkashrut ha'nafshit hu machnis et ha'divrei Torah b'sod ha'kayamot. That's the strong kesher that you have. That Shvua makes the strong kesher of Akayema, Asher Yokim. You're making the Shvua for the Akayema to create a Kli Kibul for the Kiyum. That strengthens the Kiyum of the mitzvah. Because that Kabbalah Lahaba, like we said, it's not like part of Tshuva, it's part of your Avodas Hashem. Kamo ken nitbarer lanu beperek zeh. דעסק התורה מחייב את מצב הנפש של קבלה לאבא לשם ריבוי המעשים על החוכמה. Also, when you're learning, learning is chochma. But you have to have Kabbalah ala haba. Because Kabbalah haba is ribuy maisim. That I'm going to do all the maisim I'm going to learn about. Kabbalah ala haba. The only way for the chochma to exist, it says in Mishnah, is, in Pirkei Avos, is that you have to have maisim merubim al chochma. So, maisim merubim is Kabbalah ala haba. בכדי להכניס את החוכמה לגדר הקיימות, this ribui maisim puts chochma in a matzav of kayamos that it's going to last. רק מי שמעשה מרובים חוכמתו, חוכמתו בת קיימאי. Only somebody whose maisim is greater than his chochma, that he is already going to accept upon himself to do more than he knows about now, only then does his chochma viable. So you see that both in the realm of mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs, to be mechazik, are eskashus and nafshis in the mitzvahs. We make shvuas and we do tachbulos to make sure we do the mitzvahs. Kabbalah ala haba. So to in Torah, it has to be ma'isim merubim chokhma. So the ma'isim merubim is kabbalah ala haba. And that preserves the chokhma. So you see that both in Torah and mitzvahs, you need kabbalah ala haba. והמצב התמידי הזה של קבלה להבא יוצר בנפש את תנועת הרדיפה אחרי העתיד המעולה מן ההווה. This constant matzav of being מקבל על ההבא creates in one's soul this constant movement of pursuing a future that is greater than the present. וליבו של תלמיד חכם אי אפשר לה שתתרוקן מרדיפה זו. And the heart of a Talmud Chacham cannot be emptied from this constant pursuit. ועל כן צדיקים אין להם מנוחה. And therefore צדיקים never have rest. They're always in this world of Kabbalah Lahaba. Shene'emar yelchu mechayil el chayil. They will go from strength to strength. Moreover, Abosai, give me $50 million not to know this maimer, I'm not interested. It's worth more. More than Alfei Zov Chesef. More than milyoine, milyarde. In modern Hebrew, billion is milyard. I don't know, they can't say billion, they say million, why not billion? Say milliard. But to see what we've learned today, Torah and mitzvahs, how Kabbalah Lahaba plays out in both of them. That there's Kabbalah Lahaba in the world of tshuva, and there's Kabbalah Lahaba in the general world of Avodas Hashem. That the Bioidol of Yodea Talumos is not only talking about where you don't have the opportunity to do the Aveir again, and therefore you need the Aedis of Hashem. But it's talking, no, where you did the Aveira. But the Yodel of Yodel Talumos is that even if you had a higher man Nisayon, you would have been Omen in that Nisayon.
Pilei plot. And the chilek between the Gemara and Kedushin and the Avester Rebbe Nosson, the Gemara and Kedushin is L'chosh V'shmo, even if you're not going to be omer and all in the Sionis to be Mekayim this mitzvah, it's still as if you did it. And the Avester Rebbe Nosson talking about a higher Madriga, no, you'll be omer and all in the Sionis. No matter what, they're going to do the Karban Pesach. And Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that in order to have Chachma Ruba, quotes the Avester Rebbe Nosson and not the Gemara in Kedushin. So that means that in order to be Chachmasa, that your Chachma should last, it means that your Kabbalah has to be for everything, all of the Sionos, no matter what. Pilei plot. No, beloved friends, it's Geschmack learning with you. We should be zochet to learn many men, much, much more. We should be zochet at Tchiyas HaMesim so Rafutin can come back and teach us more. But in our series of Shiurim, in Pachad Yitzchak, we still have not exhausted his wellsprings of Torah. We have many more Shiurim to give, Belina Adar B'Siyata D'Shmaya. So we should be zochet to give them and learn this together. Lilmo de la lamed lishma velasis called divrei salma tarasa via hava amen via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.